So, almost time to finish, but before we do, we have an Audible audiobook preview for you. And Audible is an Amazon company. It is a premium audiobook service. It's got more choice and exciting titles than any other provider, with everything that you could possibly ever wish for, from drama, crime, comedy, action, sci-fi, fantasy, theatre production, self-help books, biographies, and many, many more. They also have loads of offers and membership benefits, and you can find out more by going to audible.co.uk. We have a treat for you. I gave you a very brief preview last time about The Devils, but we didn't actually play a sample, and I promised you one, and it's absolutely fabulous, this audiobook. It's got music in, and it's got a fabulous narration from an actor called Stephen Pacey, who a few years ago was in a cult TV show called Blake Seven. But he's got a lovely voice, and he does a fabulous job with this. And this was released at the beginning of May. It's in English. It's unabridged. It's 25 hours and 7 minutes. So if you really do want a bargain of a book to get your teeth into, and it's going to take you quite a while to get through, especially if you've got lots of journeys, perhaps on trains or buses or planes or stuff, it's a perfect one. And it's published by Glantz. It's literature and fiction. And a bit of information for you: Europe stares into the abyss. Plague and famine stalk the land, monsters lurk in every shadow, and the greedy prince cares for nothing but their own ambitions. Only one thing is certain: the elves will come again, and they will eat everyone. Sometimes only the darkest paths lead towards the light, paths on which the righteous will not dare to tread. And so, buried beneath the sacred splendour of the celestial palace, is the secret chapel of the Holy Expendency. For its congregation of convicted monsters, there are no sins that have not been committed, no lines that will not be crossed, and no mission that cannot be turned into a disastrous bloodbath. Now the hapless Brother Dias must somehow bind the worst of the worst to a higher cause, to put a thief on the throne of Troy, and unite the sundered church against the coming apocalypse. When you're headed through hell, you need the devils on your side. So now listen to a fabulous sample of The Devils by Joe Abercrombie and read by Stephen Pacey.
This is Audible.
Golantz presents The Devils by Joe Abercrombie, read by Stephen Pacey. Part 1. Worst Princess Ever. St. Aelfric's Day. It was the 15th of loyalty, and Brother Diaz was late for his audience with Her Holiness the Pope.
God damn it!
He fretted as his scarcely moving carriage was buffeted by a procession of wailing flagellants, their backs streaked with blood, and their faces with tears of rapture, whipping themselves along beneath a banner that read simply, Repent. What one was called upon to repent of wasn't specified. Everyone's got something, don't they?
God damn it!
It might not have been numbered among the 12 virtues, but Brother Diaz had always prided himself on his punctuality. He'd allowed a full 5 hours to get from his hostelry to his interview, sure that would leave him with at least 2 to piously admire the statues of the senior saints before the celestial palace. It was said all roads in the holy city led there, after all. Only now, It seemed all roads in the Holy City led around and around in chilly circles, crawling with an unimaginable density of pilgrims, prostitutes, dreamers, schemers, relic buyers, indulgence dealers, miracle seekers, preachers and fanatics, tricksters and swindlers, prostitutes, thieves, merchants and moneylenders, soldiers and thugs, an astonishing quantity of livestock on the hoof, cripples, prostitutes, crippled prostitutes. Eddie mentioned the prostitutes. They outnumbered the priests some 20 to 1. Their glaring presence at the blessed heart of the church, screeching smoking come-ons and displaying goose-fleshed extremities to the uncaring cold, was shocking, of course, disgraceful, undoubtedly, but also stirred desires Brother Diaz had hoped long buried. He was obliged to adjust his habit and turn his eyes heavenwards, or at any rate towards the jolting ceiling of his carriage. That sort of thing was what had got him in trouble in the first place.
God damn it!
He dragged down the window and stuck his head into the frosty air. The cacophony of hymns and solicitation, of barter and pleas for forgiveness, and the stench of wood smoke, cheap incense, and a nearby fish market were both instantly tripled, leaving him unsure whether to cover his ears or his nose while he screamed at the driver,
"I'm going to be late!"
"Wouldn't surprise me."
The man spoke with weary resignation, as though a disinterested bystander, and not charging an exorbitant fee to convey Brother Diaz to the most important appointment of his life.
"It's St. Aelfric's Day, brother."
"And?"
"His relics have been hoisted up the steeple of the Church of the Immaculate Appeasement and displayed to the needy. They're said to cure the gout."
That explained all the limps, canes, and wheeled chairs in the crowds. Couldn't it have been scrofula, or persistent hiccups, or some malady that left the afflicted capable of flinging themselves out of the path of a speeding carriage?
"Is there no other route?"
Brother Diaz screeched over the gabble.
"Hundreds."
The driver directed a limp shrug at the swarming crowds.
"But it's St. Aelfric's Day everywhere."
The bells for midday prayers were starting to echo over the city, beginning with a desultory dingle or two from the roadside shrines, mounting to a discordant clangour as each chapel, church, and cathedral added its own frantic peals, jockeying to hook the pilgrims through their doors, onto their pews, and up to their collection plates. The carriage lurched on, flooding Brother Diaz with relief, then immediately lurched to a halt, plunging him into despair. Not far away, two ragged priests from competing beggar orders had been cranked up in telescopic pulpits, swaying perilously above the crowd with a groaning of tortured machinery, spraying spit as they argued viciously over the exact meaning of the Saviour's exhortation to civility.
God damn it!
All that work undermining his brothers at the monastery, all that trouble preventing the abbot's mistresses from finding out about each other, all his bragging about being summoned to the holy city, singled out as special, marked for a great future. And this was where his ambitions would die, buried in a carriage stalled in human mire, in a narrow square named after a saint no one had heard of, cold as an ice house, busy as a slaughterhouse, and squalid as a shithouse, between a painted enclosure crammed with licensed beggars and a lindenwood platform for public punishments, on which a set of children were burning elves in straw-stuffed effigy. Brother Diaz watched them beating the pointy-eared, pointy-toothed dummies, sending up showers of sparks while onlookers indulgently applauded. Elves were elves, of course, and surely better burned than not, but there was something troubling in those chubby little children's faces shining with violent glee. Theology had never really been his strong suit, but he was reasonably sure the Saviour had talked a lot about mercy. Thrift most definitely was numbered among the 12 virtues. Brother Diaz always reminded himself of that as he gave the beggars outside the monastery gates a wide berth. But sometimes one has to invest to turn a profit. He leaned out of the window to scream at the driver again.
Promise to get me to the Celestial Palace on time, and I'll pay double.
It's the Holy City, brother.
The driver barely even bothered to shrug.
Only madmen make promises here.
Brother Diaz ducked back inside, tears stinging his eyes. He squirmed from his seat onto one knee, slipped out the vial he wore around his neck, its antique silver polished by centuries against the skin of his forebears.
Oh, blessed Saint Beatrix,
he murmured, gripping it desperately.
Holy Mater and Guardian of our Savior's Sandal, I ask for only this. Get me to my shitting audience with the Pope on time.
He regretted swearing in a prayer at once and made the sign of the circle over his chest. But while he was working his way up to pinching himself in the centre by way of penance, Saint Beatrix made her displeasure known. There was an almighty thud on the roof, the carriage jolted, and Brother Diaz was flung violently forward, his despairing squawk cut short as the seat in front struck him right in the mouth.
So that was a sample of The Fabulous The Devils by Joe Abercrombie and narrated by Stephen Pacey. It's available from audible.co.uk. It's 25 hours and 7 minutes long and it's unabridged. And it is available with thousands of other titles to become a member of Audible and receive a whole host of offers and benefits and pay in a variety of ways. For more information, you, a friend or family member, can go to the website, and that is audible.co.uk. You can call the customer support number. It's 0800 496 2455, and it's open from 7 in the morning till 11 o'clock every night, and it's the same number if you have any problems with joining or the website. And if you would like to request a new audiobook, please do give me an email, and that is updatetnstoke@gmail.com. And fabulous that is, and we'll have another audiobook sample for you when we're back mid-June.